WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. With Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
All right, let's get it. It is 7:36. Brock Hunter.
Oh, God, I got to sneeze. Come on.
No, nope, not going to do it. You're not going to sneeze. Not going to get it.
Come on. There's no light. There's
not
no light down
get it.
No,
nope, get
damn
it, up.
It.
It's not going to happen.
Stop
yes.
it.
Yes. Yes. It's time for your topic of the day, sponsored by Special Light Indicator and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant right in our backyard. Special Light Indicator and Benton Harbor. All right, we're gonna get deep into the mind. All right, we're getting deep in your mind hole. If you could download your conscious for a digital afterlife, would you do it? Why or why not? All right, the reason I bring this up, there's a great new show called Upload. It's on Amazon Prime. It's an Amazon original. It's awesome. I don't want to give a lot away. All I'm going to tell you is watch it. It's killer. Kiki and I have already burned through the first season. I can't wait for more. Long story short, it's set in the future like 2033, and there's an option where you can download your brain, all your thoughts, your feelings, your conscious. All right, conscience, your conscience.
Did they take this idea from the movie, was it Transcendence?
Maybe. I don't know. But it's pretty cool, and so you can when you're ready to die, or if you're dying, or you anything like that, you can have the option of getting into this digital afterlife, or you can just regularly die. And they don't know what happens to you when you regularly die. Some people are still religious, blah blah blah. So you
is
can
that
go,
how they say it?
What
do you want to regularly die, or you want to?
Do you want a regular
digital
death, or do you want to go digital? Kind of, you know. It
all
becomes
right
very commonplace. So, and there's different levels. You can have like super fancy ones, but you got to pay for everything, so it's not free, you know. So, like, if you're rich, you can, you know, get all this awesome stuff and live in this really good area and everything.
Of course.
So it got me thinking, like, would I do a digital afterlife? All right. So it's me. It's me in there. Okay.
It's me,
Brock. yeah, you get into the Mario digital afterlife, just going around.
Be hopping on turtles, dude. It'd be awesome.
I'm terrified of death. I'm not terrified of death. I'm terrified of not being 100% sure what happens after you die. You know, I have my religious beliefs, whatever. I hope and I pray and I believe that what's going to happen if I'm good. Knowing me, I'm probably going straight to hell. But anyway, if there was an option to do this digital afterlife, I think I would do it.
Yeah.
I think I would. Because I don't know if it would be like, okay, so yeah, my brain and all that stuff is in this digital platform, and then does my soul go to the heaven? Does it regular die, and then you can still kind of live? You're still there, but are you really there? Does it make sense? Do you know if you're there or not? I don't know, but I think I would try it.
Your conscious and your brain. I guess it depends on how they're doing it. I mean, can you touch, smell, feel? You could do everything you did when you had a human body, or is it just like?
See, now in the show,
your thoughts.
In the show, you can, like, and they do upgrades, and like one of the things they talk about near the end of it, like, oh, the system's doing a big upgrade, and so for all the people, and the one guy's like, oh man, I'm excited, they're actually adding a sweet and sour to our taste buds, because right now all they have is like on their taste, so their system updates and they update to experience more and everything. It's like a computer program. So I mean,
kind of sounds like a Black Mirror episode or something.
It kind of does. It's very Black Mirror-esque. So I don't. Would you do it, Hunter?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I would, for sure. I love technology. It's gonna be kind of weird that people can. There's something about having your own bot. You know, people can manipulate your body. You know, without your. Can you move around? Is it like a robot body
It's you. It's literally you. You know, they digitize you, you know, you go into this and it's all you. It's your body. It's your feelings and thoughts. You're in the body that, you know, you can you pick and everything like that. So, yeah.
OK, but so it is like a robot body. Obviously, your body dies
and it's But it's not a robot body in a sense. It's a digital body. It's like an avatar. They call them avatars.
Okay.
So, yeah. So it's your avatar, and you get that. And then they have people work. So alive people work at different companies, like almost like like when you call like an 800 number for like tech support. It's tech support, basically. And, so you got people that you can talk to, like, hey, my digital fridge is broken. I'm trying to get this, blah, blah, blah. Well, here, let me test that out for you.
Well, here's the thing. So if you have the choice, right, mm-hmm. you're sitting there and you have the ultimate choice. You know, you have religious people. You have, you know, what's the word? Atheists,
yeah.
And people that just don't kind of know, kind of in the gray area. It's if you're kind of guaranteed to just keep going, you know, why wouldn't you pick it?
Yeah.
Well, see, now if there's a slight chance on the other side that, hey, it just might be blank. You just might black out and that's
it. But you wouldn't know, though. But see, that's where you get into. If you don't know you're dead, what's the problem with being dead then?
Very true.
Up until you're dead, that's the scary part. Like, oh my God, I'm dying. That's the part we don't like.
I think it would be cool because you can do a lot with it. If you're uploading a brain into another system or another body, that technology right there is going to allow you to do a lot of different things with that too.
And if you know, like if you, I guess like it'd be, I don't know if we even get into like how you download like the actual emotions and conscience.
It's like the Matrix, dude. You can just upload anything. I want to know karate. Boom. Yeah. I know karate. I want to upload, I want to hit it. I want to hit a shot like Michael Jordan, and it can mimic the exact flick of the wrist.
But
you
is
know,
that
stuff like that?
Is that
it would be
fun
incredible.
Though? Because then everyone can do it. If I could be like, oh, I want to have the perfect fly fishing cast, like it takes away from the human element of it.
I don't think so. If everybody could do
you
it,
know
hell
what, all it would be
everybody could enjoy it.
It would be nothing but guys walking around with big muscles and huge dongs in the afterlife. That's all it would be. Big, let's see.
Yeah, but then
bigger muscles and a bigger dung.
You'd have your trash talkers though, but saying the only reason you're this way is because of, you know, the technology. Back in human life, you were just a puny little pipsqueak. You know, I don't know. It would be cool. I think it would be good.
Let's take a quick break. 925WIRX. Comment on Facebook if you could download your conscience into a digital afterlife. Would you do it? Why or why not? We'll have more when we come back. Stick around.
Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 749, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, yo, hey. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Special Light Indicator and Benton Harbor. So if you could download your thoughts, your emotions, yourself, all right, into a digital afterlife, would you do it? Why or why not? Let's see.
Some people think we're already plugged in.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's true. Virgil said, I worry too much about the duplicates paradox. I am terrified of death. If I could upload my consciousness to a digital afterlife, I'd probably take it. However, the sense of self we all have would mean that I would still be me in the real world and would still die. The copy would have their own sense of self and could be me exactly, but I'd still have the original's point of view, unless in the process of upload the original is destroyed, in which case I can only hope it's without feeling or awareness. Holy Lord.
Man.
How much pot have you smoking?
Man. I mean.
For me, it's exactly. It's like, okay, so my real body's dead. Does that mean, so is there anything else to that I have, or is it just my brain? I don't know.
There's a lot of movies coming to mind that kind of mimic this. Is RoboCop is another one.
Yeah.
You know,
he's in the real world.
Kind of like what we're talking about. Yeah. You know, his brain gets put into that police RoboCop body and he just starts kicking ass.
Robert said, no, just my luck. It would glitch and I'd end up in Jumanji.
he'd get the blue screen of death.
Yeah.
Ah.
Please do a hard restart of your computer. Let's see. Nicole said yes, so I can keep watching auto racing and TV shows. That's what you're going to do. You can do anything in the afterlife. You're just going to watch TV.
Wouldn't even need a TV. It could just be uploaded into
right
your
brain.
Brain.
Right in your brain, man.
There's a lot of possibilities with this.
Sam said yes, simply because one lifetime is not nearly enough to annoy people. I need at least three or four lifetimes for that. Yeah. Just keep going. Let's see. Billy said, yes, I would. Then I could keep playing video games in the digital afterlife. Hell yeah. You could be in the video game.
The video game. You could be the game. You're the game. That's here's another movie. Gamer. Have you seen Gamer?
Yeah. Oh, great movie.
Great movie.
Love it.
You could be the game.
Nicholas said, yeah, but only if I can feel what's going on when I'm banging. Now, in the show, it addresses that. So you can still talk and interact with people in the real world, you know, alive people. And they have these suits that you can wear that you fill with warm water. And then your digital self is programmed the sensation to feel warm when you touch.
Yeah, so it's weird.
It's all in there.
Weird.
And then the people in the real world and alive in those suits can feel you and the pressure points where you touch. So you can feel the banging.
Here's a problem, though. Yeah. There's always going to be a point during that sex session where the human's going to be like, damn, this guy's dead.
This guy's dead. All right,
dead.
We'll end with the best comment from our favorite, Andy, the dead guy guy. He said, download your conscious, just leave me your body.
The dead guy guy. I love it, dude. That's awesome. Andy cracks me up, man.
I don't need your brain. You just leave me that body and we'll be good. Andy, we love you, buddy. All right. We're going to take a break.
Oh, man.
We got more. We got more when we come back. Stick around.